Thank you, Nancy. I'm Charlotte. I'm a compulsive overeater, also bulimic and anorexic. And I'm so grateful to be among you. I'm gonna say a quick prayer just to get out of the way. God, please just direct my thinking and my words and help me to align myself with your will. And please speak through me and just help me get out of the way. Thank you so much for all you're doing in my life and all you're doing in these wonderful women's lives, and that I get to show up and be here today. And thank you so much. Amen. So I am actually really excited about this because, which is not me. I hate public speaking. I'll have you know that. But I have never shared my story in OA before. So this is like really meaningful to me. It's so funny when Cindy texted me, I told her this, but like that morning, this is so weird, such a God thing. But she texted me, and at first I was like, I don't. But that morning I had woken up and had the thought, I would love to share my story in OA, which is not me. And then she texted. So that was just like such a God thing. So I am my story. I will focus on food, but there are other things intertwined with it. But just kind of starting out, like looking at being a kid. I had that whole thing where I never felt comfortable. I was really shy. I just didn't feel socially comfortable, and always felt less than. I remember like trying to look back at some of those early food behaviors. I remember always like, going through the candy aisle or whatnot and begging my mom for stuff, and she didn't want to, she'd limit and whatnot. And I remember thinking to myself, when I'm an adult, I'm going to buy whatever I want, whenever I want it. And I don't care if I like get fat. Like I'm okay with that. I just want what I want, which is I don't think normal kids have that thought. So yeah, that was kind of how it went. And then I remember I was gained I had a little extra weight when I was a kid. I had got a dog that I love so dearly. We had to get rid of him, and I would eat I would I'm going to stay away from exact foods, but I would eat a certain type of food every night just to console myself. And I gained weight. And then I think around like preteen time, my mom started dieting. So then I started doing the diets along with her. And I remember I lost a fair amount of weight. I got pretty skinny and I got a lot of attention for it. And then I kind of started like, how it talks about in the book, like I've arrived. I felt like that at that preschool, and just getting attention and feeling more like comfortable, and like people liked me and all that. And then towards the end of high school, I found alcohol, and then went off to college, pretty competitive program, and was really excited to leave and pursue, what I wanted to do. Got to college and I felt so overwhelmed, like I just didn't have the tools. And so I started partying a lot. And then I also I was trying to think of like the first time, like what started my bulimia. I can't remember, but that's when I started practicing bulimia. It was awful. I look back and it was just this hidden life. And, I would go get all the things and bring it home and just hole up in my room and just eat and, purge. I also did some, I think, tried to do some exercise bulimia too, but yeah. And I remember my roommate finding out and calling me out on it. And I remember getting really mad, really angry at her. Fast forward, I just the partying and all these things. I just, oh man, I got in a very toxic relationship with an older man, lived in San Francisco, thought I was living the dream. And towards the end of that relationship, I remember I was just like, he would travel a lot, and I would just be in the apartment, just eating, watching TV, and drinking, you know. And I'm grateful for that relationship because it took me to a very low, low place. And I was able, and then got lower and lower. And then I'm really, by the grace of God, and to, 2011, August 2011, I got sober. So I got into recovery, and I mentioned that because, like I said, it's really intertwined with my eating. So I got into recovery, and then I pretty quickly realized, like, if I'm in recovery, I can't engage in bulimia. Like, this is like an off, like, I can't do that. So I put that down somehow. And I asked, you know, my sponsor at the time, should I go to food meetings? And she was like, well, if you want to. And I tried a couple, I don't know what they were. Maybe just I don't know. I don't think it wasn't OA. So I went to a couple, and it just wasn't didn't feel right. So I decided to focus on my other program. So did that, and I would just at times notice these similar behaviors, just stopping off at whatever store to like get these binge foods, go home and, you know, binge. And there were just so many times, and I remember reaching out to people and just like always having this feeling like, oh, the food just doesn't feel, you know, like it's just, yeah. Funny enough, I love this. It's another like God thing. I got married, and about, I don't know, 6 months or so before I got married in Burlingame at this place. And there I did a retreat at that same location. The venue was right next to a retreat center in Burlingame. And I went to an AA retreat there, like months before I got married there. So that was kind of a cool God thing. Get there, it's an AA retreat. Last minute, I guess the speaker was sick, so they flew in Harlan from OA. And he's like, FYI, I'm going to be using food. Like, you know, you're going to have to translate. And I swear by the end of that, all of us were thinking we were overeaters, right? So, you know, just I look back and just all these little seeds planted. So, yeah, really cool. Anyways, so 2016 is the first time in my big book, the date I wrote for when I first worked the steps in OA. So I started trying to go to meetings, and you know, it was just this thing of like an in and out sort of a thing. You know, I'd work the steps, I'd feel really good, and then I'd just slowly kind of stop doing stuff and, you know, add things in and all that. And looking back at my recovery in general, there were times that I would do a 10 step. There were times that I would reach out. It was not a normal thing. I would usually reach out when I was in a lot of pain. And then also, I really, it's like I would wait to do a yearly round, like a hearty round of the steps, dive in deep, get rid of stuff, and then that was it. Every like annual, you know, I really wasn't doing a regular daily thing. So yeah, and there were these things that just kind of kept me out, and some of those like kept me from getting really honest about it. Some of those dishonesties were, I am an alcoholic, and that's my main problem. Food is just a nuisance. It's not going to kill me. So it's just a problem that I have to figure out. There's also, I have an autoimmune disease that more recently came up. It's like, oh, these people, they don't know how to eat like I need to eat. Like, I need to eat this way, and they don't know, and they're going to try to tell me to do things a certain way, and I know, you know. There just was a lot that made it really hard. Oh, another, I never had a lot of excess weight. I can't be a compulsive overeater. It's just, and oh, I was bulimic back in college, but like that's not really like not doing that anymore. All these things, I thought I could control it, but spiritually I was dying inside. So then I have two kids. I have, so I, there is, yeah, another God thing. Like I got sober August 2011. I have my had my daughter September 1st, 2019, and my son in August 23rd, 2021. And it's just it's all around the same time, which is so beautiful. So had my daughter. I was going to have her, and things just were really difficult postpartum, really difficult. And they got worse. Feeding was really difficult. And then about a year, she turned here and we got a diagnosis that she had a very rare genetic variance that made it, we wouldn't know what her life would look like. So that was not my plan. That was not my plan. And I did not realize it at the time. I knew I had grief. I might have realized it. I had a lot of resentment, and that resentment grew and grew and grew. And I didn't think about alcohol, but like food, I just was numbing out a lot. And then, so that was really, really hard, really hard. My son is now, so she's 7, almost 8. He's now 4, almost 5. He came along, and that was also really, really hard postpartum. I look back now and I was severely postpartum depressed. I got to a point where I was suicidal and I was calling suicide hotline. And I say that because I truly believe my disease is linked with that. That I thought that food couldn't kill me, but my disease is that like disconnection from God, and I was very disconnected from God, and that could have killed me, like that right there. So yeah, I ended up, thank God I had someone in the program who said, I was saying, I can't do this, I can't do life, I can't do it, it's too hard. And she said, listen to yourself, believe yourself, like you need help. Like, so I got some really severe outside help. Things got better. I got diagnosed with autoimmune disease, changed my diet, like all these things. And then, yeah, so things got better. But I still wasn't like willing to see the food stuff. And someone had turned me on to Vision, like before COVID, and I would listen to the Vision meetings and I would think, those are the crazy OA people. Like they have, like they're insane. Like I don't know what they're just like insane. Like great content, but gosh, I could never do what they're doing. And then I heard a woman share, and I don't know if you guys listened to those meetings, but this woman shared, and she has 4 kids, 3 of which have special needs, and she was the most peaceful, content, loving person, people I'd ever heard. And I was like, I need that. I need that. And so I reached out to her, talked to her, wasn't ready. Fast forward, I just last Labor Day, we were up at our in-laws' cabin, and I, things were going better. I thought I was eating, but I wasn't involved in the program very much. I was at a sponsor who I would text like every 3 days with like half of my food, and that was it. Like we, and then she told me she was leaving the program, and I was like, oh, I think that was a God thing. It was like, okay, if she's leaving the program, I technically don't have a sponsor, so I'm not okay. So then I got, anyway, so then that weekend I did a grocery run because, my kids need all these, this food, even though we have a ton of food, they need this extra food. I had a box of this crackers, and I literally, over the course of a day, every 30 minutes, I would handle and eat it. It was just like so good. And Yeah, towards the end it was grazing for me. And I was just, I finally just, I got on my knees and I was like, I can't, I, like this is, and so I reached out to someone and then I ended up getting connected with this woman again. And long story short, I started working the steps and I've had a completely new surrender. I think some of the things that have been very different are, the biggest thing is conceding to my innermost self. I now have a very healthy respect for the disease. I did not see it as so cunning, baffling, and powerful before. I thought it was just an annoyance, a nuisance. Now I see it as deadly. So that was huge. I had to go through my foods in a different way, which, in all honesty, that first time I did it with her, I'd done the red, yellow, green, right? But this time going through it, and I read it, and she and I did ingredients, and she like spoke into that and said, you know what I'm hearing is like this thing, and also for me there were a lot of the lookalikes, so I couldn't necessarily have this, but you know I really would like to reward myself, so I will have this, which is healthy and is similar, but not that. So I was rewarding myself, you know, and because I need to feel, I need to enjoy my food too, you know. And so anyway, so she mentioned a food, and my disease like super freaked out and was like, absolutely not. Anyways, I later that day, I almost had to quit. I almost was like, I don't think I can do this. That night, I went and I took a jar of the thing and I opened the lid and I smelled it and I was like, oh my gosh, that smells so good. Like, she's right, you know? And so that was really helpful to fully like clear everything out, you know, really get a good handle on my alcoholic foods. So that was really important. And then the other thing, you know, well, okay, so there are many other things. Outreach, I never used outreach before, like so few and far between when I was in so much pain. I'd be like calling, crying, you know, and she recommended 3 calls a day. And I don't do that. I don't always do that. Sometimes I do a lot more. So often I do less, but I focus on quality. But that has been, I love outreach now and just connecting with others. So that has been really monumental. And then, really, truly, I would say before this surrender, I would have told you I cannot seem to remember to pray. I would put post-it notes up, I would put reminders. I could just not remember to pray. And I'm like, what is going on? I was disconnected from God. And so I've gone through the steps many times, but I went through the steps in a very different way, in the sense that she had me, every resentment, every fear, every harm, everything, she had me go through and do a two-way prayer at the end and bring God into it. And that was really different for me. I'd really never done two-way prayers before. And bringing God in to speak into each thing was so helpful for me and so life-changing. And that's what I do now. And that also leads me to the 10th step. You know, I now do a daily 10th step. And it's just a game changer for me, because whereas before I would like dig really deep and, you know, once a year, now it's just like I just keep things at surface level. And I do a 10 step train because it's really helpful for me to be a that accountable, have that accountability. And it's great because, I mean, sometimes I don't think I have anything. And then, like, so this morning, for instance, I, had just a little something I noticed my thinking going back to, which normally I wouldn't think much of, you know, just be under the rug, like, but whatever, like that's just a thought, you know. But now I am so much more aware of these things that I did a 10 step on it, and it wasn't a resentment really, it was just a small disturbance, and I got to look at it, and then once I dug in, it was like, oh, okay, I see this, and I get to hear what God has to say about this and learn from this. So, yeah, I see the timer, so there's just so much to say. But I think that truly, for the wonder, I was so disconnected. I was so disconnected with God. first and foremost. But myself, fellows, all these things. And I think if I go back, one of the most constant themes that has come up in my 10 steps and my fourth and fifth is, try to wrap it up, is just this constant theme of I hear God telling me to seek him first. And so the pause, the seeking, it's just over, no matter what. And so the more I do it, the more I invite God in, the more he shows up in miraculous ways. And I can't even, I would have loved to give some examples, but yeah, I don't have time for that. But yeah, the more I invite him in, he shows up in miraculous ways, and I get to have those intuitive thoughts. I have a lot of intuitive thoughts now. I have a lot of just like really like just the honesty and yeah, and also body. Like I was never con like I think the bulimia and everything really disconnected me from my body. And so I'm getting to become more connected with my body and listening to signals that are being set off and ask for help, from God. So, I'm just really grateful to be here. And yeah, I would love to hear from you all.